Good morning. This is Dan Dardall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 9, verses 12 through 17a. The Reverend Dr. Quentin Cundiff is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Scripture reading is from Luke chapter 9, beginning with the 12th verse. Now the day began to wear away, and the 12 came and said to him, "Send the crowd away to go into the surrounding villages and countryside to find lodging and get provisions, for we are here in a desolate place." But he said to them, "You give them something to eat." They said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go and buy food for all these people." For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." And they did so, and had them all sit down. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing over them. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. And they all ate and were satisfied. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You give them something to eat. These words from our Lord have given rise to all kinds of interpretations of this text. It's been used to motivate people for everything from mercy ministry to mission activities of various types. Indeed, too often, the implied miracle here is simply that Jesus can do infinitely more than we can imagine. And this is quite true indeed. And it is certainly a nice sounding sentiment and something that's a bit inspiring to boot. And make no mistake, our Lord is certainly capable of doing much more than we could expect. But we would do well to remember that this miracle occurred once. Twice, if we include the feeding of a different crowd of 4,000, but this was clearly not a daily or common occurrence, even in the days of our Lord's ministry. Additionally, this is not something that we see replicated in the ministry following by the apostles either. We do see healings, which Jesus performed in the verses leading up to our text today, occurring during the time of the ministry of the apostles, but no expansion of food or multiplication of food. So what are we to make of this? As always, it is the best place for us to approach any text is to look to Christ. If we start getting distracted by looking at the disciples, or worse, trying to find ourselves in this text, we've gone wrong. Now we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And what does Jesus do in this text? He gives his disciples an impossible task. You give them something to eat. The disciples were right to be indignant with this request. They had no means to fulfill it. It would be like someone coming and telling you to organize the Synod Convention by yourself. And oh, by the way, it starts in 15 minutes. It would be like someone coming and telling you that you are suddenly responsible for an entire region's mission efforts with no lead up to it. Or it would be like coming and telling you to come up with an entire new lineup of programming with all fresh material and all new personalities. Or as many men are finding out over these weeks at the beginning of summer. It looks a lot like Jesus calling a man into the office of the holy ministry and making him responsible for an entire congregation. Many of us here know those first days, weeks, and months of ministry in the office. It is indeed an impossible task. There is always so much more to be done than can be done, no matter our vocation. We always have plenty of work to do, and it all needs doing. So what then are we to do? We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And what did Jesus do in our text? He took the meager resources available to his people, blessed them, and provided for them all. The disciples didn't do anything to make that multiplication happen. It wasn't because of their hard work. It wasn't because of their ability to cast a vision of how to feed 10,000 people. It wasn't because of their creativity. It wasn't because of their entrepreneurial spirit, attitude, or drive. It was Christ. Jesus made sure that there was enough for his people. And not only was there enough for the people, there was even enough left over for the disciples themselves to be fed. All of us look to Christ for our good, for he truly does provide all that we need for this body and life. Yes, he gave his disciples an impossible task that day. He gives all of us impossible tasks. For many of us, he has given us impossible vocations. But thanks be to God that our Lord Jesus Christ is both the source and the content of what we have to offer. We offer nothing that does not first come from the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. It was Christ who blessed the food. It was Christ who multiplied it as necessary. The disciples simply distributed what Jesus gave. And so it is for us as well. Jesus Christ is there for each and every one of us. He has not abandoned us to our impossible tasks, but he walks with us. It is Christ who gives success to anything that is accomplished by his church. Jesus provides what is needful for his people. It is Christ who has our sufficiency. And this is because Jesus Christ is in charge. Even as people bicker online about synod politics, Christ is in charge. As people lament over the state of things, Christ is in charge. As we sometimes shake our heads in frustration at seeking to care for and serve sinful people, Christ is in charge. Our Lord Jesus Christ is in charge because he has been given the honor to reign over all of creation. And he has indeed been given the name that is above every name. And this is because of his obedience. His obedience to the Father that led to the cross and to the tomb. For at the cross, the penalty for our sins was paid. Jesus suffered for our own lack of patience and trust in his ability to provide for us. He forgives us and invites us even today to fix our eyes on him. For he will continue to provide what is needful for us. Jesus Christ is the Lord of the church. He is the one who is ultimately in charge, and he is the one who provides every resource used by his people, both here and throughout the world. This is his work, his ministry. He invites us to come alongside him and be a part of it, but it is not about us. It's about him. All of it comes from his hand. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.